Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Who is the man that would risk his neck for his brother, man?
Can you dig it?
What the hell is Joe Biden talking about? He doesn't even know what he's talking about.
Did you see him? I saw, I think it was last week, and I didn't really get into the story, but he was on stage, and apparently his teleprompter wasn't working, and I watch it, and he was walking around talking, and he looked
like
he was in a daze, seriously, but he didn't have a teleprompter, so he's waiting for it to come up, and he looked like he had something wrong with
him. That's another thing. Take all policy aside. There was a report out there, that book that came that's being published called Anonymous,
yes,
which just sticks in my craw that somebody's allowed to do that. They don't have the guts to say their name or who is making the allegations, claiming that Donald Trump, regardless of what you think of him, I mean, honestly, even if, like, Damien's listening, regardless of what you think of Donald Trump, that book alleges that he's on the verge of insanity and losing his grip on reality. That's what the book alleges. If you watched the other day before he went to LSU, that LSU-Alabama game, he stepped out in front of the TV cameras. He spent 45 minutes going from reporter to reporter to reporter, answering no matter how outrageously silly the question was, he answered every question they sent to him. Joe Biden couldn't do that. Yeah. Joe Biden wouldn't do that. In that way, Donald Trump has redefined the presidency. Agree or disagree?
He's definitely redefined it, because there is no such thing as daily White House press briefings anymore. He is his own press secretary, and you know, a lot of people give him a lot of flack on his answers, how he answers questions, but he answers them. He goes out in front of the cameras and will take questions for 30 or 45 minutes. And I've been watching politics a long time, and I don't.
You've never seen it.
I've never seen.
You've never seen it. Think of the change there. So Barack Obama would have limited access. The media would have limited access to him, particularly Fox. And he would send Josh Less Than Ernest out there to talk in these press briefings. And where he could have had a controlled situation with somebody who was media trained and knew how to answer and deflect and all that, and never had to take really hard questions. This president has effectively ended press briefings. In fact, I don't think Stephanie Grisham, the new press secretary, has even held a news conference yet in the briefing room. And he answers the questions himself.
He answers all the questions, and he's able to get all of the shots that he wants to get at them.
Bubbed all of them.
And so it's perfect. I mean, it's just amusing to just watch these Democrats in the media just twist themselves up in knots, and they're really doing what he wants them to do. He wants them to focus on all of this Anonymous, he's crazy, he's got all these problems. That's what he wants, because then he can go to the public, go to his base and say, look how they are attacking me. And you get people like me who were lukewarm supporters of him during the primary and early part of his presidency to be full on board for him, because I just see the completely unfairness of what they're doing to him. You're trying to impeach a president with less than a year in office before he's reelected. I mean, how highly partisan does that look? But
right.
they can't see that.
They don't see it.
They don't see that.
Put your political consultant hat on, not as if you ever take it off.
Yes, never.
But imagine for a moment we're in the upside down. We're in Stranger Things. We're in the upside down. Everything's opposite it is here. And you are a Democratic consultant. Mm-hmm. Can you imagine how giddy you would be if you were on the verge of having wall-to-wall network coverage starting tomorrow morning at 9 with an impeachment inquiry where your side was the only one that got to call witnesses with whatever story you think has been honed to have maximum impact to try to convict this president on quid pro quo or whatever they're calling it these days? You'd have, they've got to be giddy.
I think some of them are giddy. Some of them look at, well, we thought we had them with the Mueller investigation, especially when we had Mueller testify publicly and nothing came of this. I think some of them are not giddy because I just put a poll on my Facebook page today that said 52% of Americans do not approve of the way the Democrats are handling impeachment. So I think some of them, the clueless ones, are giddy, but the other ones are kind of nervous. And that's the reason why Michael Bloomberg is in this election, because the Democratic elites know that the crop of candidates they have right now cannot beat Donald Trump.
Listen to Matt Whitaker. He was the acting AG for a while. Cut 14, Carl, please.
Probably not only is it dead on arrival, there's a risk that the Senate doesn't even take it up. It is a completely partisan exercise where only Democrat witnesses, only Democrats votes, and Republicans' rights to due process and fairness are not honored.
So Whitaker's saying the Senate may not even take it up.
I mean, that's an option that they have, but we all know that they're not going to get 2/3 of the Senate to impeach President Trump or remove him from office.
Right.
So play the game. Have witnesses. Call Hunter Biden up to the Congress and have him testify. Bring all this out in the open. I would play the game. Seriously, because the public is not behind this.
You brought this up. They're so desperate on the left for somebody they think. They're all nervous. They think Joe Biden has the best shot of beating Trump, but they know that in one-on-one debates, either Biden is going to lose his cool and try to punch Donald Trump, or he's going to look like a completely lost fool on that stage because he doesn't have the ability anymore to talk off the cuff, as you mentioned there, when he lost his teleprompter. So now you've got Michael Bloomberg thinking of running. You've got Hillary advisors saying, don't be surprised if she still jumps into this race. And yesterday, Deval Patrick, the former Massachusetts governor, announced that he is considering jumping into the race at this point.
And I remember he was one of the kind of front runners that people were talking about getting the race, and he thought about it, had a committee and all that stuff that they do, and then he ruled it out. So even he is signaling that this field is so weak that he even needs to get in. I mean,
and just when we're starting to get rid of a few, they throw us
a few more in. So I'd be nervous if I was a Democrat. They think the hardcore partisans think they have Trump and all that, but the people middle of the road and kind of can look at this analytically, I'd be terrified if I was a Democrat.
If they thought they had Trump, they dropped this. They never would have voted for an impeachment inquiry. They would have dropped it, and they would have said, we'll see you in November at the polls.
Yeah.
They think that their only chance of getting rid of him is to impeach him. The only for sure chance of getting rid of him is to try to impeach him.
Yeah, and even neophytes like you see that. So it's like, it's obvious.
It's neophytes.
I'm a political neophyte.
It's the first time anybody has ever called me a neophyte. And you know what I say to you?
Chicken crap.
Thank you.
I just want to use that in a sentence. Thank you for allowing me to do
neophyte.
That.
Neophyte.
Yeah. You need to get your head out of your butt. Focus on the real issues.
He's not a neophyte.
Nice. That's Chris Arps. I'm Mark Cox. We're going to take a quick break here. We'll get to your calls.
I do think he's misunderstood. I can tell you from the first day to the last day that I worked for the president, he always listened. He was always conscious of hearing other voices, allowing people to debate out the issues, and then he made his decision. He is a disruptor, and this is the time in our country where we needed a disruptor.
It's why he got elected, Nikki Haley. Thank you. What do you think about her statements this week?
I think they're very interesting. The one question that I have for Nikki Haley is when John Kelly and Tillerson came to you to start this cabal, and you said, no, this is not a good idea. If you disagree with the president, you tell him that. Did she tell the president then when all this was going on, or are we just learning about this in the book?
They both disappeared pretty quickly.
Okay.
So maybe she did.
I hope so. But that's just a question I have. Did you, when they came to you, did you go to the president and kind of let him know this was going on? Or you just stayed silent and we learn about this in your book?
Yeah, I don't know.
Yeah. My question for you, Mark, when Diamond Dave left Van Halen, did you get kind of mad when Van Halen started doing like love songs? They didn't do any love songs with Dave, did they? Diamond
Dave? Oh, sure they did.
Yeah, they did. Oh,
did they? Did some love songs with Diamond Dave. Yeah.
I don't remember.
Diver Down's got some slower songs.
Oh, okay.
Jump's sort of a love song.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
I think you're batting against the record machine, picking up women in bars.
I think that was a slow dance at prom.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, we played that.
Come on.
Yeah.
Come on.
Okay. My bad.
How about Ice Cream Man?
Technically,
that's a love song.
Technically, I'll Wait is a love song.
Do you love? Yeah, that's true.
To a
centerfold. Yeah, thank you.
Because I know you are a 70s rock, 60s, 70s rock guy.
Well, not 60s. Don't date me too much there.
Mark, we're middle-aged.
70s and 80s rock fan.
So you don't listen to The Doors, Jimi Hendrix?
Sure, I've listened to those. I've listened to them. Right. Absolutely.
Yeah, technically, The Doors were still around in 71.
Yes, so you were 60s, 70s, 80s rock guy.
Sure.
Embrace it.
Classic rock is the term.
Classic rock. That's right.
Oldies now.
It is oldies
now. They're
starting
to play that on oldies stations.
That's when I listen to 102.5 and I hear like 80s music or one of, I don't know the station. 80s music is like the old.
Weekend.
Yeah. It's like,
until they turn to Christmas in a couple weeks.
Makes you feel old.
It does. No, I was very happy when they brought Sammy Hagar into that whole band.
Just, I didn't like it at first.
It changed everything when they had two guitarists. And then Sammy's vocal range was just so much better than Dave's. It was just amazing.
But they went to the electric drums with
Alex.
With Sammy. And I don't like the electric drums.
Well, you're picky, aren't you?
Yeah. Well, you want to keep it real, keep it real.
If you really want to keep it real, Eddie Van Halen is not doing very well.
Well, that's been for years.
But he has had some public appearances since all those stories came out, so I don't know if he's doing that bad or not.
I've heard from people that know that he is not doing well.
Ah. Okay, well, I hate to hear that, because I was really hoping they might go on that one last tour so I could go spend $700 and go see them.
Well, that's why they haven't done that. They were going to do that.
Yeah, I'm sure.
Don't you have connections here? You can get tickets?
No, but you don't understand.
Oh.
He wants to sit up front.
Yeah, I want to say I would want to be near the front if I had to go to that concert, and I know what those tickets would sell for.
What concert was that you introduced somebody?
Ted?
Was that
I went to Ted Nugent. I didn't say here's Ted Nugent, and Ted Nugent walked out on stage. That's why I was so disappointed there. But I did get to go up on stage and kind of welcome the crowd and get them fired up, and then he came out like 5 minutes later.
Honestly, that's not how they do it anymore because they all have their own little build up.
Yeah.
That's not how you sold.
Not
it.
Ted.
Seriously, that's about as good as it gets, Mark.
I'm going to honor Ted today because I'm going to go big game hunting.
Oh, nice.
Oh, are you?
And Bambi actually has a better shot today. Because
he's not feeling real confident.
It's still bow season, see? Mm-hmm. So, therefore, the deer has the advantage during bow season, particularly if I'm the bowman.
I didn't know you were a hunter.
Yeah, absolutely. You kidding me?
Well, I guess I didn't. Huh?
Why would you
I don't know you as well as I thought I did for some reason.
Yeah, come on, Chris. We'll get you out in the woods
never.
Sometime. Come on.
Never.
Why not?
First of all, he's too cold.
Okay.
I don't have patience to sit and wait around for hours looking for one deer to come around.
It's the thrill of the hunt.
No, thank you.
It's the thrill of the hunt.
Yeah.
Absolutely. All right. Hey, listen, have a great day.
Thank you.
Chris, thanks for coming in. Inside.
Exactly.
Nice. Oh, oh,
oh, O'Reilly. Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during O'Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Oh, oh.